You're listening to Business Stories with Ryan Arcaracci, where I speak to business professionals from all walks of life. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Business Stories Podcast. This is Ryan with Client Tether. I am here talking to Dominique Main, who's with BrightFran. She's an expert in the franchising world, and we're going to talk today about something that I think is on everybody's minds, especially emerging brands. Leads. How do I get qualified leads? What should I be spending? What's my process? What am I looking to do as far as strategy? And how can I make the most of what I have to work with as an emerging brand? So, Dominique, thank you for being here. I'm excited to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about your background and then a little bit about BrightFran too, so we can learn about that.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Ryan. Yeah. So I've been in franchising about 20 years now. Started out in the women's wellness space, actually, and have since then really loved the journey of this amazing business model and all the opportunities that it provides to people. Over the last 10 years, I've been in consulting because I love to help people do things smarter, faster, better, right? And brighter. So my company, BrightFran, does just that. We help franchisors to basically optimize various areas of their operations and their sales and marketing in particular. And then we also have a segment of our business that's a brokerage where we refer candidates to franchisors that are a great fit for them.
Yeah. So the biggest question is, you know, this is the elephant in the room. Everybody wants to spend very little money and get high quality leads, which is very difficult to do. How do you approach advising people on their lead generation for as an emerging franchisor? What should they be thinking about? How should they be approaching it in an intelligent way when it comes to the marketing for that?
Yes. So I have spoken to about 30 franchise CEOs in the last 30 days, asking them what they are needing, what are their biggest needs in their business? And that was the resounding theme, Ryan, that they want more and better franchisees in their system. And it's not magic, right? Sales and marketing is not a magical art. It's a science. There is some art to it, but there are very specific things that we do, that successful franchisors do to build up their brand. So one of the most critical aspects of that is having strong operational procedures and processes and a great franchisee coaching and support team so that you have really high validation. But on the front end, there has its own systems and processes, right, that can help you to generate the number of deals that you're looking to do each year.
And we talk a little bit about, I think in that process, there's a vetting phase, right? So you really want to vet and make sure culturally the lead is a fit. Financially, of course, is important, obviously. And it's got to align with their goals. But I feel like a lot of franchisors, there's hiccups in that vetting process. They don't really know how to approach it. They might think a candidate is good and turns out later they're not good, or all of a sudden a spouse gets involved or a partner, and then all of a sudden the deal goes awry. Like, how do you handle those problems there, that those roadblocks that come up in the path, you know?
It's funny, franchise sales is really more of a recruiting position, right? You're a matchmaker more than a salesperson, because if you're selling someone an iPhone, once that transaction is over, they're on their merry way. But when you have a franchisee, they are like a partner to your company in a lot of ways, and their success directly and powerfully impacts your results. So there does have to be a certain amount of selectivity in that process, for sure.
Right. One of the things I see, and I want to ask you about this, is a lot of brands, they're so heavily focused on their brand and their concept, but they don't understand, or they don't try to understand how the candidate is looking at it. Because the candidate is looking at it as an opportunity, but is it the right opportunity? And is it going to yield the results they expect in the future? And is it going to align with their lifestyle and their choices and their goals? And there's all these other factors. There's family, there's, you know, location and everything going on, demographics and market share and everything. So how do you think franchisors should focus less on themselves and more on the candidate? And what do you think is the best approach for that?
One of the most talented marketers I know talks about selling how people want to buy versus how you want to sell it. And the idea there is the benefit from the buyer's vantage point. And you don't actually know what it is that the buyer's looking for until you ask. So that's one of the primary things that I train salespeople to find out in that very first conversation is, why does this prospect have interest in your concept? What is motivating them? What are they looking for in a business? Because sales can then pass that information on to marketing, and you can have this synergy of messaging that talks to, speaks to the benefit to the prospect instead of whatever it is. A lot of times we get out of touch with that because as we move along in our own lives, we get different benefits from things. So really directly finding out from the audience what it is that they want and then giving it to them, right, is a great way to make money and be successful in the long run.
I mean, you've talked to, you said 30 or so franchisors in the last 30 days, and I'm sure you've had other stories in the past. Like, can you have any, do you have any examples of times when that went really well or that really worked out and it clicked in terms of that strategy that you could think of?
Yeah, it generally happens when the franchisor is focused on that lifestyle benefit. So for example, I have a client in the children's education and daycare space. They're an hourly flexible daycare. And one of the things that we were able to extrapolate about their business is that they're a Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. business. So that's a great lifestyle for a franchise owner that wants to be off on the weekends versus a restaurant or something else that might require weekend hours.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They could have talked a lot about how great their education is for the kids and how much the parents love them, but that's not really an ownership benefit. That's a benefit to the end customer.
Right. That's an interesting take on it. You know, let's talk about like a marketing approach because, I mean, and I talk to franchisors all the time. It's like, well, do I do Facebook ads? Do I advertise on Google? Should I spend a ton of money on LinkedIn? Or should I just go to some trade shows, some networking groups? Like, there's so much out there, so much clutter, Dominique. Like, how do you approach telling people, like, narrowing that down? Like, and really focusing on what's most important when it comes to digital marketing with it?
The best marketers are data geeks. They're working off of facts, not perception. And there are some great resources in the franchise industry that will allow franchisors to have access to what is actually working for people. And so, for example, the 2024 Franchise Leadership Development Conference reports, they call it their AFDR, it's the Annual Franchise Development Report. From Franchise Update Media Group, and they have released a report that gives the actual results, what is producing conversions. So in terms of effectiveness and budgetary spend. So last year, the most effective lead source for franchisors was digital advertising. So that's going to be your paid social and your paid search. So that being said, cost per lead went up from around $155 per lead to over $250 per lead, but the close ratio went down to 1.8%. So out of 100 leads that you might get in, you are going to get almost two deals out of that. So that kind of begs the question, what happened there? Is it something in the economy? Or what really is factoring in there, but franchisors did pay more per deal last year. It was over $11,000 on average.
Okay. Wow. And I want to ask about that side of it too, because, you know, with Client Tether, we talk about how you need a system to manage the leads, and we have franchisors that have old leads from years ago. They have new leads coming in, and it's about managing the process in a system, but it's also about managing the database of leads and then creating an engine that continually follows up and reaches out to those leads. What's your opinion on the strategy for that and tools out there? Because there are tons of tools outside of ours. There's there's Zoho, there's Pipedrive, there's this or there's that. But when a franchisor is looking at a tool, and I mean, you don't have to be biased to us, obviously, whatever you want to recommend, but I'm saying, what's your opinion on that, and how should they strategize that process?
Franchise CRMs, in my opinion, it's like exercise. Like the advice from exercise experts is the best exercise is the one you'll do.
Yeah.
So franchise CRM, the best one is the one that you'll use.
Yeah.
That's leveraging your time and providing the best customer experience. So I'm a big fan of CRMs that automate as much communication as possible while making it feel very natural, which I think you guys do really well.
Yeah. Appreciate that. And I want to ask about content too. So we work with a lot of brands that want help with content. And I see a lot of content out there. Brands are just kind of puffing their chest out. Like, hey, we're a really good concept. You can make a lot of money. And there's just a lot of surface level, I guess, marketing and content out there that doesn't really tap into the emotion or what the potential candidate is feeling. What kind of advice, Dominique, can you give about content and how brands approach content?
Well, thinking about it from that perspective of what's in it for me, really, again, thinking about the benefits from that customer's perspective, I have three main areas that I like to hit when I make initial contact with a prospect. And one of them is bragging rights of the brand, right? The things that give people confidence in the brand, like how long they've been in business, how many franchisees they have, some financial information if they're comfortable and can legally share that. I also like to talk to people about the discovery process, because people that are used to buying things like iPhones are thinking, if they're uneducated, they're going to hop on a call with a salesperson. That salesperson's going to try and cram a franchise opportunity down their throat, and they got to make a decision in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So educating them on the education and this mutual discovery process, so they have a comfort level that we're going to get to know each other, and you're going to have all the information you need to make a great decision for yourself. And we'll have the same by the end of that 30 to 90 day process. And then the third thing I like to cover in those initial contacts is finding out that prospect's why. What's their motivation, their reason, and spending some time building rapport with them, so I have a relationship that we can use as a foundation to continue our discussions.
Yeah. When you go through that and you hit some roadblocks, like let's say, you know, I've heard a lot of stories of really gotten someone down the wire and they're ready to go, and then all of a sudden something just a wrench that's thrown into the fire. You know, a spouse or a partner says, oh, you know, we're not ready for this, or this is a big financial decision, or, you know, anything, any number of things happen. To take a job, a big job offer comes and it's like, oh, you know, I really need the security of that. How do you approach that? I mean, without being too salesy and too pushy, I guess, right? Like, what are your thoughts on that, Dominique?
So part of that is what I call amateur hour. And I can say that because I've been there. Yeah. If your prospect isn't really bought into the process as you're working with them, you're not moving through that together based on what they're looking for and they need, you will lose them at some point for they'll be very easy to steal from you, basically, right? Because they were coming along because of your enthusiasm, maybe, but they didn't build it of their own. And you can help with that and coach that. So there are things, and we should all be committed to a win-win to really be successful in this business long-term. That's what helps everybody to grow. Yep. So if somebody truly was a better fit for a job opportunity, and I have had that happen when I'm selling franchises, that's okay, right? There are plenty of fish in the sea. That's part of the mindset piece of being a salesperson, is that it's a numbers game, and we are going to close those people that are right for it. We shouldn't be so greedy or fearful that if somebody has a legitimate reason for not being able to do business with you right now, then they can go on their way and you can wish them well.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be a nasty breakup.
Right. We've all had those. Yeah. But I want to ask from a consultant standpoint, a consultant who's consulting for multiple brands, right? Like, let's talk about the approach for that. What have you learned from some of the top consultants out there in terms of their approach and how they differ? Because I know I've talked to a lot of consultants. I know some are doing well, some are doing better than well. What's your thoughts on that, or sort of what's the approach for that?
In terms of being as successful as possible in bringing people through a sales pipeline?
Yeah, when it comes to fitting them with the best brand, if you have a whole pool of brands to work with, what do you recommend as far as the process of getting them to the right match and then actually carrying it through? Because it's not, instead of just focusing on one brand, you've got, 300, let's say you're working with. That's a whole different sort of playing field, right? So what are your thoughts on that approach and how a, general broker consultant should handle that?
Yes. Okay. So on the brokerage side of the business, there's really two key things that we're looking for in a franchisor that we're going to recommend people to. One, we want best in class proof of concept, that if I build a relationship with somebody and then recommend you, my reputation's on the line and I want referrals from that person because they're doing amazingly well in their business. So proof of concept that you have invested into a healthy ratio of support staff for your franchisees, that you are generous and that your business model really works. So that's priority number one. Priority number two is that the business aspect of that relationship works, which is that you have a great closer on your team who knows how to coach the people we recommend to close with a strong close ratio, and that the commission that's being paid for that is fair and with industry standards.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know. Yeah.
So I research my brands based on those things in advance. And then when I'm meeting with prospects, I can recommend people that I know are going to take care of everybody in the business transaction, that we're all going to come out happy.
Yeah. And I know you said earlier, you talked to 30 CEOs, I think you said, in the last 30 days. I mean,
yes.
And what are some takeaways of that? Like, outside of what we're talking about now, what sort of challenges are you seeing with them? What sort of questions do they have? What have you learned talking to them in general?
The number one challenges that I witnessed were franchisors wanting more and better deals, more and better franchisees. So I think that goes back to where we started our conversation in using resources like the annual franchise development report. Also, FranConnect has a report that they put out every year that talks about the top converting lead sources. So referencing sources like that to learn best practices, then measuring your own results. Because even though the AFDR says 11,600 and some change per deal average, you need to know what your average is and then budget every year based on that. Because again, if we're thinking this is not magical, right? It's a science. Then if I want to get 20 deals at 11,000, or let's say 10,000 for fun, easy math for me, you're going to want to budget $200,000, not counting your team, your development people, your marketing people, but your actual advertising spend should be around $200,000 to get those 20 deals. And not just expect that you could spend 50 grand and people will come flooding to you, because that's not science, right? That's wishful thinking.
Right. Yeah. So any parting words in terms of, what you're doing with BrightFran, or what other things you can do to help people with your company? And I just want to ask too, with BrightFran, like, how do you feel you're unique in the marketplace? Like, what's your approach like in terms of what you're doing with your company?
BrightFran is a collective of best-in-class individuals that help franchisors to do things brighter. So we have a team with over 80 years of experience in business and franchising that can act as fractional expertise to a franchisor as they're hitting certain stages of growth. Usually when we have clients anywhere from brand new emerging all the way up to 150 plus units, just needing some specialized expertise. And that can be a much more efficient way to do things than hiring a high dollar executive and having them contribute what they may.
Yeah. Right. Well, this has been good, Dominique. How can people reach out to you if they have questions or want to know more?
Our website at brightfran.com is a great way to reach us. And I also love connecting with people on LinkedIn. I do regular educational videos on the industry. So I'm under Dominique Main, so I'm fairly easy to find, and I look forward to connecting with everyone.
All right. Thank you, Dominique. It's been good. I wish you the best of luck with everything. And if you have questions for Dominique, if you're out there, please hit her up on LinkedIn, go to her website. This is Ryan signing off. Thanks, Dominique.
Thank you, Ryan.
Hey, this is Ryan. Are you in the market for a customer relationship management system for your business? Well, before you drop a dime, pick up my book, Customer Relationship Management Exposed, now available on Amazon. Just search Customer Relationship Management Exposed in my name, RyanArcoraci. This is your definitive guide to saving money before purchasing a CRM, so pick it up today.